Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably passed this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. made with quality stainless steel. Our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller. Was yesterday, am today, and will be tomorrow. Ron McDonald won't be on tomorrow. That's because I've got Andy Hoffman on tomorrow. Ron McDonald is Moonday. For how many years?
Since 2009.
10, 11, 12, 13. Four years? Four.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How much money are you paying me for airtime?
Well, at least I give you a quarter a day.
You know what? That's probably about right. At any rate, let me finish this up, and then we'll get into the propaganda arm and why it was so important, the Communist Manifesto plans for America, that we have a public fool system, now complete with Common Core, which finally states are waking up and going, this is total crap. Thank you. People are starting to pay attention. Senator, how about a quote from a senator, William Jenner, back in 1954? He said, today the path of total dictatorship in the United States can be laid by strictly legal means. Unseen and unheard by Congress, the President, or the people, outwardly we have a constitutional government. We have operating within our government and political system another body representing another form of government, a bureaucratic elite. This is from Carol Quigley of Georgetown University. You know, tragedy and hope. Yeah. The powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim. Nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. This system was to be controlled in a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world, acting in concert by secret agreements, arrived at in frequent private meetings and conferences. The apex of the system was the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, a private bank owned and controlled by the world's central banks, which were themselves private corporations. The growth of the financial capitalism made possible the centralization of world economic control and use of this power for the direct benefit of financiers and the indirect injury of all other economic groups. There's your Carol Quigley, which Bill Clinton admired, and he said he was one of his mentors. Isn't that nice? Thank you, Bill. The New World Order cannot happen without U.S. participation, as we are the most significant single component. Yes, there will be a New World Order, and it will force the United States to change its perceptions. And this wombat is still alive. Henry Kissinger, World Affairs Council press conference, the Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel, April 19, 1994. Only Nixon could go to China at the invitation of Henry Kissinger. How do you think the communists are now such a great trading partner of the United States? Well, actually, we're the dumping ground for their communist crap on our shores. To eliminate and eviscerate our economy. The New World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. But an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. Richard Gardner, Council on Foreign Relations Journal, April 1974. If you want to look it up, page 558. Ah, man. And I love this one, Joel Stein. Isn't that the actor?
I don't think so.
Is that the one in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? That's Ben Stein. Okay, this is Joel Stein in the L.A. Times on December 19th of 2008. How deeply Jewish is Hollywood? When the studio chiefs took out a full-page ad in the Los Angeles Times a few weeks ago to demand that the Screen Actors Guild settle its contract. The open letter was signed by News Corp President Peter Chernin, Jewish, Paramount Pictures Chairman Brad Grey, Jewish, Walt Disney Company Chief Executive Robert Iger, Jewish, Sony Pictures Chairman Michael Lenton, surprise, Dutch Jew, Warner Brothers Chairman Barry Meyer, Jewish, CBS Corporation Chief Executive Leslie Moonves, so Jewish his great uncle was the first Prime Minister of Israel. MGM Chairman Harry Sloan, Jewish. And NBC Universal Chief Executive Jeff Zucker, mega Jewish. If either of the Weinstein brothers had signed, this group would not have only had the power to shut down all film production, but to form a... the last sentence doesn't make any sense. But that article was directly out of the L.A. Times on December 19, 2008, in a form of a, you know, let's bust this thing and sign the damn contract so we can get on with our propaganda, Hollywood cheap trash film propaganda films. Who owns Hollywood? Oh, it's the Arabs. That's right. I forgot. And that's almost a famous quote as what the quotes I just read you. How do you like them apples, Mr. McDonald?
Well, you know, there are people in important places making these accusations. And you say, my God, they know something that most Americans haven't got a clue on.
Yeah, and what you do is just you immediately call them anti-Semites. And then you have organizations that actively go after to try to trash people, so nobody wants to listen to somebody that's hateful or biased or has prejudice, right? Or this is an anti-Semitic. Look,
today you just call him a patriot. Everyone will look down on him.
Oh, no. You're right up there with Henry Ford, man. No. Or if somebody like the clip that we played of the Jewish woman that was an Israeli, you know, slash American, when she finds out the truth, well, see, she's just a self-hating Jew. She's delusional. You know, and this is the smear campaigns. That's what it is. You attack the people by knocking them down and making them look, at least to the uneducated, prejudicial or hateful or whatever. Look, True story, folks. 15-minute conversation with Abe Foxman. I said, you know, he said, well, if you think I'm going to quit writing about you because you're an anti-Semite, I said, oh, no, sir. You misunderstand. I want you to keep writing about me. So the people, out of a natural curiosity, will come to this network to hear what I have to say. The man never wrote another word about me or this network. I wonder why. I wonder why. Truth lives here, folks. Yeah. Yeah. Give me another email and telling me the Vatican, you know, runs the world. Unless this is the biggest, scam on the planet, I didn't know that the World Banks and the Federal Reserve was owned and operated by the Vatican. Pope on a rope. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Refresh my screen. Okay. All right, done. Bar Charts, Inc. You said you had a couple of publications from these fine people.
Yeah, actually, I have about 10 or 12 of them, yeah.
And what do you have over there? What?
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Well, I have How to Brief a Case, Evidence, Logic, contracts, civil procedure, legal research, intellectual property, and the last one is legal terminology.
Well, the secretary today picked this up, and she thought this was rather interesting. And this is a quick study for academia. This is for our school children, and not exactly children. It's a quick study guide, and it's actually the way it's formatted. It's actually 6 pages, but it's 3 pages double-sided, and it's plastic laminated. And it's got little binder holes, so you can stick it right in a binder for quick reference. Now, did you take a look at this online?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. U.S. government. It's titled U.S. government. And it goes through what kind of country is the United States, the governing powers, the three branches of government, the legislative branch, Congress. Then moves to the executive branch, judiciary, Supreme Court, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Very small section, by the way. How a bill becomes law, the political party system, bureaus, agencies, and organizations, post 9/11 government. Oh, this was particularly interesting. Because then we go from that to the Department of Homeland Security, and then right into economic globalization, your new world order. Congratulations. And this is what it says. The 21st century presents many challenges to the United States and the entire world. Along with globalization come unparalleled concerns and difficulties regarding the economic and financial markets. Just as the Patriot Act and the Department of Homeland Security reflect drastic measures taken to meet unprecedented national needs regarding terrorism and national security, so does the government's financial rescue plan reflect equivalently drastic measures taken to attempt to prevent what has been called a financial catastrophe. And it goes through everything. And I am just amazed. This is the stuff that's being made and used by students in our schools. You know, what I gave you was how the government's supposed to work and a small mention of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and then one full page on 9/11 government. You know, they even, you know, do you know what the acronym stands for the Patriot Act? Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll try this one. United and strengthen America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. Now, there's your USA Patriot Act. And then it rolls into enhancing domestic security against terrorism. You know, this is why in schools, this is what children are being taught. This is why we have lockdowns. This is why we have the shiny badges with the guns walking around all our schools. You know, we used to have principals and school counselors. Now we have cops with stun guns, guns, and billy clubs. And you just stay in line and don't cause any problems, because you will be handcuffed and arrested and drug out of the school and thrown in jail. How dare you talk back to us? Let me go to the phones. Mr. Herzog.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, Ron?
Pretty good.
Good. You know, listen, I just want to congratulate you and tell you I'm glad I'm a listener, John, because you just succeeded in throwing a monkey wrench into my show.
Uh-oh. How's that? How's that?
I was going to do that Zionism thing, and now I'm scrambling to put a show together here. That's okay. Being a listener,
like
I can
minds,
always pull a
Like
out
minds
of
think alike. I just think faster.
Yeah.
Well, my show was on before yours.
Real interesting tidbit here. I just got a Skype message from Sophia. She says, have a look at this. So I clicked on it. I had written an article about Michael Brown on my website. Somebody picked it up and posted it. Do you know who, let's see, who is it under the, well, I don't know who it is offhand, but it's picked up, and you just mentioned to me on the phone earlier that I should have been a writer. So I guess, karma is coming back on me or something. I don't know.
Carmel? Anyway. That's real sticky. I'd stay away from that. It pulls fillings out of your teeth.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, I just wanted to pop in and thank you. Okay.
Well,
so.
Well, you're most assuredly welcome. Now, what are you going to do?
Well, I probably talk about Michael Brown a little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see. Well, anyway, hey, you guys have a great show.
All right. Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
How do you do, guys?
Hi.
You sparked my interest when you brought up people complaining about the Vatican being in control of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not on that line, but it is interesting, from my understanding, that Amschel Mayer Rothschild had five boys. One stayed in Germany, mm-hmm. and the other four went, I think, to Austria, France, England, and Italy.
Yes.
And the rest all started central banks, except the one in Italy. And if you just connect the dot and put two and two together, it would make sense that he just took over the central bank that was already there.
Well, I don't know if he did or not, but I know there's one thing that you don't do, and the Vatican is pretty, they're really owly about you stepping on two things. Their moneyed interest and the information they have locked up in their vaults.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have mentioned, Joel, I don't know if you heard me last hour about, two prescient things that matters that I want answered. Why don't Eskimos die of heart disease and cholesterol because of the fat saturated diet, and why do men have nipples? But here's the other one, and I've always made jokes about this, but isn't it interesting that both the Jews and the Vatican people both wear yarmulkes?
Yes.
Isn't that
they both believe in interest.
Well, I've got people, Joel, that they just. I'm very fond of Michael Rivero, and what Michael Rivero always said. He said all wars are bankers' wars.
I agree with him on that. Yeah.
And when you make that statement, people that don't have the background on this will just look at you and go, oh, okay, yeah. That's like any other saying out there. Like you're chewing gum on your bedpost overnight or something like that, that has absolutely no significance or connection to anything.
And. You tied the Jews and the Christians together when it comes to interest, or the Catholics, I said, well, same thing. And I can tie them together. If one of those two wanted, the only other big religion is Islam, and they do not believe in interest.
No, they don't.
No, so it would be very advantageous for one of those two to get the two fighting each other.
Well, no, not really fighting each other. Yeah, you can cause some problems, but generally speaking, the leaders in the Middle East pretty much had it figured out of who the boogeyman on the block was.
Sure.
And this woman that clip we played, a 10-minute clip last hour, there are seven countries that need to go down. They need to be rescued from themselves. In other words, what we're saying is smash the governments, rebuild it with Western allied people that are going to be friendly to the rest of the aims to go kill more Middle Eastern people. And that would be the Zionist state of Israel.
What goes up must come down.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
For Coldplay and I get Tears for Fears. Do I really want you redoing my bumper music? You a little dyslexic? your lips are moving, but I can't hear what you're saying. And I'm not supposed to. Okay, I got it. At any rate, anybody else? I'm sorry? Francis!
Well, hey, fellas.
Is that Francis of Assisi?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in Italy, no. This is North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Nice try, though.
All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, fellas. You know, it's interesting you mentioned about the various networks and all that and how they're, who's in control of which one and so forth and so on at nauseam.
Yeah, don't let anybody know. It's really the Arabs that own everything.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. It's absurd. It's just nauseating. But anyway, it makes perfect sense, though.
Because,
well, the whole shebang.
Okay.
Reason I say this, and this is from personal experience, of watching a show that a niece is watching during the holidays, in particular this past holiday, of what's called the Disney Holly Channel or Family Channel or whatever you want to call it, where on the show, basically, according to the kids on the show, it's permissible to insult the intelligence of the adults that happen to be in the same show, for whatever reason it may be. Either mentally derogatorying them or verbally degrading them or whatever, as though they have no common sense whatsoever, can't do anything for themselves, and yet the kids know everything and can do everything and blah-de-da-de-da.
And the children shall lead, as long as they're properly propagandized.
In a nutshell, and as a result, hence the reason why I come to realize that my one niece has an attitude issue, that everyone's family is stupid. Everyone's family outside of her can't do anything right, which prompts her uncle and I to have a nice little chat with her in her bedroom. So, which becomes a lot more than just a chat. And so, of course, I've always heard, well, you know, he may have Child Protective Services called on you, and I'm like, bring him on, sweetheart, bring him on, because you're messing with the wrong woman now. When it comes to my relatives, even though they're not blood related, and yet I am related by marriage, and I see somebody misbehaving, I'm going to step my foot down, because I'm not going to tolerate being insulted or degraded or whatever have you.
Well, it's, you know, it's like the Kramer versus Kramer scenario. You know, your parents are full of it, and you can emancipate yourself, and, yeah, the UN rights of the child and all of that other stuff, yeah.
Well,
and
your children
are no longer your own, because you're too stupid to raise them.
Well, you know, so as far as the UN is concerned, they can go take a hike off a short pier.
Yeah, well, but where is the United Nations headquartered? This is the mechanism for world government. Where does it sit?
Well, that's true. They're in Manhattan.
Yes.
And interestingly, she happened to be right beside the water in New York Harbor, so quite frankly, they just have to take one step and there they go.
Yep.
So, go figure. But, no, it makes perfect sense as to why they behave that way. Oh, by the way, a speedy healing to Ron there.
I say again?
I said a speedy healing to Ron there.
A speedy...
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You said that so amazingly fast that I had to ask you twice.
Hey, I lived in Manhattan. I mean, you got to speak fast. You're going to get something across somebody, you know?
What the hell is a New Yorker doing in North Carolina?
Don't ask.
Okay, I won't tell.
Well, I'll put it this way. I have family in south of the border in South Carolina, even though I do not have a twang to my voice. And so,
you don't sound New Yorkish either.
You got a point there.
Yeah. So what part of the government do you actually work for?
This sure as heck ain't linguistics, I'll tell you that much. No. You could not pay me enough to work for any of the alphabet soup agencies of the U.S. government. No way.
Oh, well, agencies are fine because agencies... Well, let me pull out my trifold laminated... Okay, this is what it says about bureaus, agencies, and organizations. As the United States has grown, adding new laws and new commitments to the people, there has been parallel growth in a number of bureaus and agencies required to administer and oversee these laws and commitments. While the heads of some of these agencies may change with each new presidential administration, the professional staffs that administer each rarely change, assuring a continuity in both their operation and effectiveness. Currently, the following list exists, their titles summing up their purpose. And I've got a list here that's a mile long, and each and every one of these agencies would be non-existent under a constitutional republic.
Bingo.
Oh, did I say constitutional republic? Well, in this quick study academic guide, and thank you, this is a perfect segue into this. This is kind of a strange thing because even though that pre-9/11 we had a different existing government, after 9/11 we have a new government. And I guess, and they don't come to any conclusions here as to whether it's the correct or wrong, but they do report, and they have a special section here on what kind of country is the United States. And the often quoted Benjamin Franklin, a republic if you can keep it. Here's an example. For much of U.S. history, there has been a debate as to whether the United States is a republic or a democracy. And there are many differences listed below are the most important. A, republic, a system where the people elect representatives who are free to act on their own based on their personal beliefs, conscience, or other factors to do what they feel is right. Does that say adherence to the Constitution anywhere in that? No. And see this.
Hold on,
Francis. Pull it down, because I'm not done. You're going to interject, and the old man's thoughts are going to come to a failing halt. All right. Democracy, a system, and what this is, Francis, what I'm describing here, is that we have put out what the difference is between a republic and a democracy so much, they had to address this and then come up with their own explanation. A democracy, a system where the representative is expected to obey the mandate of those elected by him or her, be it his or her district, state, nation, depending on the office, regardless of his or own personal beliefs. Well, wait a minute. They just said the same damn thing about a republic, based on their personal beliefs, conscience, or other factors. Whoa, what the hell is that? Where's the Constitution? Now, the second point here is there is a radical difference between the world of the Founding Fathers and the modern world. A, their idea of a republic was based on centuries-old idea and that the people elect the most educated and wisest from among them. These representatives use their wisdom and education on the public behalf, since the people are both less wise and farther away from the center of power and the details of government. B, as people become better educated and communication allowed more immediate access to information, their influence became stronger. C, although the framers of the Constitution believed in a republic, it has developed into more of a democracy, as politicians cite their desires of their constituents as the reason for their positions. And D, in modern times, many congressmen and women have taken positions contrary to their constituents in areas about which they have felt strongly, subjects such as impeachment, gun control, abortion, and have often led to a reawakening of the spirit of the republic. Now, which republic? Oh, the one they said that's the system where the people elect representatives who are free to act on their own based on their personal beliefs, conscience, or other factors to do what they feel is right. There's your 20 cents version, 21st century propaganda version, going into the heads of our children, and the school system is controlled by what? The federal freaking government.
There you go.
Yeah.
But you know something? You nailed the whole issue, the problem of the issue early on in that discourse. You know what that was?
What's that?
Continuity.
Continuity government.
Yes, you nailed it. Right, the problem right there, because after all, what was his name that had to address the Senate hearing? Ollie North or whatever the case was, and
yeah.
So forth.
Yeah.
And yet the one senator or representative that basically wanted to question him about that...
Inouye from Hawaii.
Yes.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Yep.
For doing that.
Yeah, well, we can't talk about that because that's national security, and we got to do that communication behind locked doors.
Oh, horse manure. That's no more national security than grandma's wedding ring.
I know it. See, everything is under the guise of national security now and secrecy because we can't tip the enemy off as to what traps we're laying to capture the terrorists in the country. Well surprise, surprise. Everybody that believes in a Constitution, Second Amendment, you know, any amendments to the Constitution, are now terrorists in their own country. I have become a man without a country. No, actually, this government has become a government of I don't know what country, but it's got to go. It's got to pack its bags and leave. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Arkansas, or is that Arkansas? Hello, Randy.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Have you ever heard of Benjamin Friedman?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I didn't know if you ever heard his speech or not.
Mm-hmm.
That he made in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sums it up for me. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Well, and take a look. I mean, as I went down the protocols list for what's happening in America today, and Ron, what stands out is, was that a prognostication? Was that just a wishful list for the future, or is it a reality and a worksheet?
It is today. It's working today.
Yes. And people can't figure out why this country's going socialist on its way to communism and then total despotism. They can't figure it out. And they put up with the likes of this Barry Sartoro and the creatures that are occupying our government. Like, you know, the, you know, it, it used to be, Randy, that if you were went against the Republic and the Constitution, you were treasonous. You were a traitor to your own country. Now it's an accepted fact under this brand new spanking democracy that they have. It's the clique thing. We're responding to the wishes of our constituents.
Well, and that's the same with racism. You know, if you search the history of who said racism first, I think it was one of the communists.
Yeah, and, you know, I ask people, you know, why is it that the Holocaust in Germany, which killed 6 million Jews, but we never talk about Uncle Joe Stalin, that is the pretty much the world leader in, here's a brand new communist country, and that he became such good and fast friends because we were fighting Hitler that we gave Russia every damn thing that they didn't have.
The Holocaust on little evidence.
Yeah, well, and Uncle Joe killed 10 times as many claimed as was killed in Nazi Germany.
Yes.
That would should at least rate something, don't you think? No. No, not for those who control the information. We don't want you looking over here. We don't want you looking over. Okay, so the Iron Curtain fell and Putin's whatever, okay? But now we've got, you know, we're giving wet kisses here to the communist Chinese in the hopes that, well, they'll become capitalist. And this is going to be from the ground up. The people are going to demand it. Let's give them a taste of capitalism, and the people will think it's good, and they'll overthrow their own government or make the necessary changes in communist China that it's no longer communist. Horse manure. But that's the antithesis to capitalism, which is also an invention of guess who? The communist and the people that give us the funny money. Isn't that amazing?
It's all a game.
And what they want you to do is to keep distracted. You know, I had a 92-year-old lady that called me up today. Carol Asher, that used to work with Jack McLam. Anytime she sends a correspondence out, she puts one of her cards in there. And I get a call from this 92-year-old woman today that wants to school me, that wants to tell me what she's been doing for 50 years. And she kept talking, and I go, wait a minute. I said, you don't know who you're talking to. I said, you're speaking to the choir. And she slowed her roll for a second and then launched back into it. I said, you know, what you've just described, and it was something about hurricanes or whatever. And I said, look, you've just jumped down the rabbit hole again. I said, my aim is to educate people who really control the power and the mechanism they use for the control. And I said, what do you imagine that is? She couldn't give me an answer. So I simply said to her, I said, it's the banksters, the international bankster, gangster, the funny money people. I said, you eliminate their power base, and their power and their influence dissipates. It disappears. Would you agree with that, Mr. McDonald?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. And so much so, and people in this country have been so dumbed down by that controlled media that they're not even up in arms anymore about what happened in 08. They don't know the reasons why. They don't know the dollar figures, or shekels or rubles or whatever country's debt's denominated by the crap that they pulled back in 08. And long before that. But this was the grand ripoff. This was the biggest ripoff in humankind history. And the Americans just sit around, huh? Oh, I don't have a job. My wife's working, though. She's working two part-time jobs, so I guess that equals a full-time job. Holy mackerel. Anything else, Randy?
No, sir.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
All right. Thank you for your call. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
How you doing, Johnny? I didn't get your first hour, so I'm coming in from behind, but I sent you two MP3 files. One's a 45-minute one by Rod Class, and the other one was where he appeared on a program discussing his case.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously you didn't catch Friday's either.
Huh?
Because I played about a 5-7 minute clip from them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sure would like to see links to that AIB radio MP3 file that Rod discusses all this. But yeah. By bottom line is these public officials are impersonating a public official and accepting tax dollars under false pretenses as being public officials, when in fact they are corporate employees of U.S. Inc. They are foreign agents under the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, and the U.S. has been quick claimed over to the U.N. So they mix and match this constitutional crap along with the corporate stuff, and they just jump from one side of the fence to the other.
Whatever's convenient for their end game.
Yeah, well, they're going to find out one thing. When you straddle a barbed wire fence, a man does, it gets a little uncomfortable if his foot slips.
You got that right. Hey, Gary, I got one more to squeeze in. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. By the way, there is a new listen by phone number. If you will look on the main page of Republic Broadcasting, it's now 518-317-1069. And thanks to our friends over at Zeno Radio. Pat in Arkansas. Hello, Pat.
John, you just mentioned Uncle Joe Stalin, and that gave me an opening. You can find this out if you watch Eustace Mullins. Just type in Russia, Joseph Stalin, Avril Harriman. Mm-hmm. Avril Harriman, of course, you know, was a member of Skull and Bones and the Pilgrim Society. We're way up there. And Joseph Stalin's wife had a nervous breakdown, committed suicide, and Joseph Stalin had a nervous breakdown during World War II. And according to Eustace Mullins, Avril Harriman went over and babysat Joseph Stalin for 2 years in the dictator Russia during in the 1940s.
Well, I'm sure that was to keep Mr. Stalin in line to do the bidding of what needed to be done.
What did you say?
I said I'm sure that the reason was to keep Mr. Stalin in line to make sure that the task that he had been assigned is accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. Communism.
Yep.
And according to what I read, I've been reading David Irving and Ernst Zundel.
Yeah.
And the Holocaust.
Uh-huh.
And most of those people died of typhus, which is caused by lice. And the bodies that were cremated, they wouldn't bury them because they would contaminate groundwater. And when you cremate, you have to have a bone grinder. And they did not have one at Auschwitz. And a lot of those people on the trains were refugees from the Russian invasion. They said the worst atrocities happened in the, the little divided countries there, Balkans.
Mm-hmm.
And they were refugees and also refugees from Allied bombing. And the devastation that right before and after the war was absolutely unbelievable. I watched that documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told, and it was real videos.
All right. Hey, Pat, you probably can't hear that bumper music. We're flat out of time.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
We've heard only
Pat,
one.
Pat, I'm out of time. But thanks. Call in earlier the next time. Okay? Okay? All right. History is written by those who would hang heroes. I've heard that before. Ron McDonald, thank you so much.
Hey, always a pleasure, John.
All right. Maybe we'll keep drilling down on this funny money scamming operation, and we can at least shut down that inside the United States. Do I hear a vote for that? See you tomorrow, folks. With